vampire genre, like vampires themselves, refuses to die, but the vampire satire genre may be ready to take on a life of its own. That's one way to describe Fred Barnett's novel Bats Return to Damelot, in which Vlad the Impaler struggles with the encroachment of tour buses on his centuries-old castle and plans to turn his beloved Transylvania into a theme park. Is his chamber of horrors destined to be turned into a tourist trap? Fred is on the hand to sort it all out for us. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Nobody likes seeing his sanctuary invaded. And as a Kailua resident, do you see any parallels in all of this?
Well, of course, yeah. This, of course, was inspired by the big buses rolling into Kailua. Originally, the story was inspired, I told you a little bit earlier, I was down on the beach. There was a woman from Romania with her two kids visiting Hawaii, a little old lady. She was about 4 feet tall, about 40 pounds, wearing a black shawl. She came up to me on the beach wearing a black one-piece bathing suit and started ranting to me about how I should go back to my old country. I told her that I have relatives in Hungary. And how I should go defend my country against the government over there who stole her money, made her husband disappear. She had a good point and good reason to rant. But anyways, that inspired me to think about the witch. And then when I got home to Kailua that day, I saw those buses. And I said, what would happen if these buses came into a hostile country? There was a story about how they wanted to turn Vlad Dracula's castles into amusement parks, and that kind of pulled it all together.
Well, one of the my favorite illustration from the book is of a ride called Tragic Mountain.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have the bring out your dead hay rides. We have all kinds of things. They have the whole thing set up. It really is fun. There's a beautiful picture of the whole amusement park built as they return to Damelot. When I say they, it's not only Vlad, but his main squeeze, Elizabeth Báthory. And if you know Elizabeth Báthory, one of the worst mass killers in history, she bathed in the blood of virgins. And then you have Vlad the Impaler, killed thousands and thousands of people on his own.
Fairly reprehensible people.
Yeah, oh, completely. And even though their habitat is dead, they still have these buses coming in the morning, and they can't sleep in their castles, and they get very upset.
Because, of course, they sleep during the day, or at least Vlad does.
Yes, and for hundreds and hundreds of years, both Vlad and Elizabeth have been wandering around like William Powell and Myrna Loy in The Thin Man, just making blood cocktails and really having nothing to do except weird shape-changing sex. And all of a sudden, their whole world is turned upside down by these tourists moving in.
Are they a couple of jaded sophisticates like William Powell and Myrna Loy?
Yeah, I wrote the dialogue, so it went along those lines.
If you were alive for several hundred years, you would probably be both jaded and sophisticated.
And not only that, they've gotten so complacent that they won't get up and do anything about it. He's killed off all of his armies long ago. She has killed practically anybody that could help her.
So they're sort of at a disadvantage in keeping the country in there.
And so they have to employ the witch. Her name is Lupta Axe to find their relatives, if there are any. And the only two that she can find are two of their offspring who are living in California. They're basically hippies. They have no idea where they came from. They're brought back to Transylvania or tricked back by the witch. And turns out that, this is the new blood that Transylvania needed. And they get the ball rolling.
And few would argue that Transylvania is in need of some, right? Especially since they've wasted all their opposition.
Yeah, there's not much left. But, the reality in this Transylvania in the book is, it's just a way of life, Vlad's ways and Elizabeth's murderous ways. And that's what they've been doing for centuries. And to them, it's not necessarily good or bad. It's just the way Transylvanians in this kind of world do things.
Well, sure. But, Fred, in the quest to sort of make the characters, give them these various personality quirks that they have, and it looks like there's quite a variety of them, where do you steal those from?
Well, Vlad himself, I based on my father. A lot of his expressions in the book, a lot of his expressions are my father's expressions. Like there's this point where his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, Jonathan, says, you know, let's split. And, you know, then he says, let's split like an axe to the skull. And Vlad says, ah, that's my boy, make a mess, you know. And that's one of my father's great expressions, always make a mess. And he was more of a Zorba the Greek type of guy, you know, real gruff, real full of life, actually, not full of death.
But when, as a writer, when you see a personality trait, you know, just when you're out, do you sometimes say, you know, I'm going to file that away. I could use that.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Well, I have had years working with bosses. My two Van Helsing twins, the industrialists in the story, are based on those micromanaging bosses who are actually one person but enough for two personalities. Anyways.
So you've got ample material to put into
it? Always, always. And the point with this book is it's not just a bloody, gory mess. Not at all. Everybody in the end ends up in love. There's two zombies who had lost each other hundreds of years ago, and they go through this tragic 16th century romance, writing letters back and forth about one guy losing his arm, and she's got tuberculosis and loses all her kids, and her husband dies in a fire, and they think that each other are dead. They come back at the end.
It's wonderful when that happens.
Yeah, it's heartwarming if they had a heart. it's a very happy ending. Everybody, you know, comes together at the end. Big Disney endings.
Basically. Well, terrific. Well, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, Fred. It's a pleasure and it's an honor.
Fred Barnett is the author of Bats Return to Damalot, which looks at Vlad the Impaler's efforts to keep Transylvania, Transylvania. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
And we have it at Bookends if anybody goes into Kailua.